Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Old School. Again, I asked the question, would you rather have your jersey retired or be in the Hall of Fame? And there's several different thoughts and reasons to it. Austin, you said a thing, and then I asked the question, I wasn't sure if that was a thing. So you said...
What I said was the way it should be. Talking through it, here's how I'll amend my statement what I said to you.
Mm-hmm.
The way I think about it, it should be Hall of Fame is bigger than jersey retirement group. The Hall of Fame, being in the Hall of Fame, is a prerequisite to get your jersey retired. It's Hall of Fame and elite. Inner Circle Hall of Fame has their jersey retired. To me, you should not be able to have your jersey retired without being in the Hall of Fame. And if you're not in the Hall of Fame, how can your jersey be retired?
Well, that's why I asked, and there's some deep confusion about who's in the Hall of Fame, who's in the Husker Hall of Fame or not.
Huskers versus Nebraska Athletics Hall of Fame are apparently two different things.
Nebraska Athletic Department or Huskers?
Because
let's
go to this example. You asked this, Tyronn Lue, mm-hmm. or let's bring it closer to home, Stricky.
Yeah.
Eric Strickland is listed as a Husker Hall of Famer,
uh-huh.
but he's not in the Nebraska Athletics Hall of Fame.
Which I don't understand.
It make sense.
Help, text line, help. Help, 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 help. Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, not in the Athletic Department Hall of Fame. Jersey not retired. Again, I would imagine jerseys that are up in the building, in the Memorial Stadium. So what are the jerseys that are in or honored at Memorial Stadium? Are there jerseys that are more honored than others? And there's some that are still put out there. Brian says this. He said, I'd say jersey retired because then you own that number and everyone sees it at each game and remember you did what you did during your career. Texas says, like, every time I see somebody wearing the number 15, I automatically think of touchdown Tommy Frazier. But we also know that that's not true. We also know that if you put up the number 7 with no name on it, we're not sure who your number 7 was, especially 4 years ago. Right? I mean, you go to D.C. wearing a Huskers jersey wearing number 15, they are not thinking Tommy Frazier. They're thinking DeMornay.
And see, that's the difference. Do you have your jersey retired for everyone else or for your school?
Well, if you're still selling jerseys with the number and the name, it's weird that you can put two names on it and both be valid and worthy.
Right.
Right? Like, okay, you can tell me that you're in the Hall of Fame. Your jersey being up means that you were one of the best at your position. And then we'll talk about it over the course of the next 90 minutes is what does that mean? What are the rules for Hall of Fame? Like what do you, right? Like what are the rules and who decides? Like we ask, so I'm going to ask you Austin, who decides who's in the Nebraska Athletics Hall of Fame versus who decides who's in the Husker Hall of Fame / versus who decides whose jersey gets retired? Do we know any of those answers? And text line, if you know, help us. Because I don't know. Again, I will fully disclose that I don't have all the answers. I am trying to understand. But I'd love to know what the... Okay, Austin. It's now the Orman Hall of Fame. Right? You just wrote the big check. Right?
Can't wait.
You wrote the big check. And, you know... Simple, right? Austin Orman, you are now in control of the Nebraska Athletic Hall of Fame. Who can get into the Husker Hall of Fame? Who are you going to talk to about who gets to the Husker Hall of Fame? Do people who exist in the Hall of Fame get considered? So, what are the rules for defining a Hall of Famer?
All I know is I'm not doing it on my own. It's not an appointment thing. I want a lot of smart voices in the room, which mm-hmm. is where the way I would want to do it is have respected voices, not just in the sport, but in the sport at Nebraska being the ones to decide. Mm-hmm. Now, we know how family works. There's fighting. There's snippiness from era to era. Take that under advisement, you know. Not everyone can be a shoe-in.
I don't like you like that.
Right. You can have disagreements. You can say, it doesn't quite meet the standard without doing it in a snippy, I was better than you, you're not me sort of way. But I would think there would be, you know, I'd like to think I'd be in on those conversations if I own the Hall of Fame. You know, I wrote the check. It's named after me. I'd want to sit in, you know, offer my 2 cents, do my research.
Because you're paying for it, does that mean you know what you're talking about?
It does not, but I like to think of myself as someone who would put in the work to figure out what I'm talking about.
Everybody thinks that if you have money, you think you have all the answers. That look,
you know. whether it's me or not, I would want a few people looking in from the outside with maybe some fresh eyes, a different perspective, but the bulk of the panel, whether it's 5 people, 7 people, 9 people, will have played the sport at a high level at Nebraska, whether they're Hall of Famers or not already.
So if we're going to start today and we're going to set the rules, the 93.7 The Ticket Hall of Fame, and we're going to set rules for who gets in the Hall of Fame, right? Who gets in the Hall of Fame? Now, we're not going to talk about the players or the coaches per se, unless we're going to use them as the standard in which we're deciding, right? Because you can say, okay, if the North Star for Husker Athletics is Coach Tom Osborne. Now, we could be wrong. We could be wrong because it could be a bunch of other coaches who did what Coach Osborne did and has some extra numbers to it. If you won more national titles, right? We at least got to talk about it. But is national titles, and text on, let us know if we're wrong. Austin, are national titles mandatory for the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay.
Mandatory for inner circle, but helpful, not to get
helpful,
in. Helpful, yes.
But not mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Conference championship.
Closer to mandatory, but context matters.
All-American.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Probably should have been.
But not necessary.
Not necessary.
all conference.
Now we're talking.
Right?
Probably no worse than probably first team all conference.
First team all conference. Okay. So
first team all conference, third team all American is here are the levels. Base level, first team all conference.
Yep.
More priority given the more you did it.
Okay.
At least third team all American.
Does the sport matter? Because different
how they gauge it is different. Correct. Right. Which again is where I'm saying context matters.
Uh-huh.
Which is why you can't just lay out blanket requirements.
Mm-hmm.
It's different sport to sport, which is why I don't think it can be the same people voting across different sports. I want the experts in the field saying who they want in their Hall of Fame.
So, all conference with, should there be a record, a personal record attached to it?
As in, you are the individual leader in
you're
a statistical court
leader,
category?
You're the scoring leader. You led the country in this. You had the most wins. You had the most something, right?
I'm going to say no, because here's my hottest take.
Mm-hmm.
Levante David deserves his jersey number being retired. He was only here for 2 years.
What did
on a per game, per snap basis, he's among the best. He won't have the insane number of counting stats over the guys who played 3-4 years. Levante was really good. He made a difference on the program.
But how many linebackers from the 80s and 90s, would he, 70s, 80s, and 90s, would he have to surpass in order to be in that conversation?
My thing is that he probably already surpassed him. Have I done the research on this? No, but I think Levante at least is already in that conversation.
That he's in the conversation with the three-time national champions, that he's in the conversation with what Farley did, he's in the conversation with what Foreman did, he's in the conversation with all those linebackers who won titles in the 70s and 80s and the 90s.
I think so.
That, again, this is why you have the discussion,
because
people who watched them play in meaningful games will tell you that playing and winning in meaningful games matter.
It should. Absolutely should.
Give me the two meaningful games that Levante David played in. So you can't, without looking it up,
tell me. Well, the comeback against Ohio State, largest comeback in school history, but bad Ohio State team. Again, this is why I'm saying national championship, you get super extra bonus points for it. Conference championship, super extra bonus points for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Levante was an All-American. Like, he was a game changer. Like, you're saying the people that watched the 70s, 80s, 90s guys, no. I have that feeling for Levante David.
Here's where the line gets gray, right?
Oh, it's not gray already?
Grayer. And text line, this is the thing, right? That and D-Man makes the statement that your professional career can change whether you should be a Hall of Fame or not. No, the Husker Hall of Fame.
So what you did is the Husker.
At least I think there should be a wing for lifetime Hall of Famers. Lifetime Hall of Famers. Right? That you came and you led departments and other. Like I'll go out on a limb and say I'm on green as a dean of a new department will probably do greater things after his career, even after his pro career, than a lot of Huskers. A lot of Huskers maxed out. They apexed at the University of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Which some would say, and I've been in these discussions around the country, that if you apexed at college, that might not be Hall of Fame.
But your college is Hall of Fame.
Your college is Hall of Fame. So So who is the North Star for coaching Hall of Fame Nebraska Athletic Department? Is it Devaney because he started it? Is it Pettit? Is it Allen? Is it, like, who's the North Star?
Jumbo Steam?
Who's the standard for which all, because you have to set the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And who sets the standard for not only how, what other all coaches get evaluated by, but all the athletes to follow. So what coach is the North Star for the standard that is Nebraska athletics. And because it's football and because he won the three national titles, it's a discussion point.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people that were more dominant in their sport, even if their sport didn't have the weight.
The football did.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that?
Even
Big Slim says Manning or Cook, right? Micah and Lincoln says John Cook, right? Like
Well, what's tougher? Is it sustaining a program like John Cook did or getting it started like Terry Pettit did? Is Devaney the North Star because he kicked off a new era of success, or is Osborne the North Star because he won more titles?
This is why we're having the discussion, because I think we spend so much time, and we'll get to down the road why I ask these questions, because the reality is we spend a lot of time throwing accolades, throwing blame, giving credit without really knowing why we're doing it. And I think
narrative.
Right. Like, I think it's important to be able to say, here's the standard for how the athletic department is working, gonna work, should work. And then here's what's important, because we often confuse the game, the players, and the business of the game and the players. Not the same. They're not the same. And so we have to figure out who's making the decisions on what's important to the fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And understand why they're in position. And then figure out what's important to them. What does the fan think is important to them?
Mm.
Like, as a Husker fan, when somebody says, if you, the listener, got to pick and you wanted to start a Hall of Fame, you want to start a Husker Hall of Fame, your own version, based simply on your preferences and what you prioritize. So, Austin, I'm going to let you pick 10. And you could do it over the course of the show. But the first 10 will set the standard for what the Orman Hall of Fame is about and what the target is, what the focus and priority is. Because that's sports talk. We've spent all week talking about the effect on the fan without really figuring out who's setting the standard for fans. Yeah, we got to figure out what's important to us. We'll do that when we come back to Old School.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.